The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 25th of June, 2019. All the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, we're going to get you caught up on right now, like we always do, in about 5 minutes. Samsung's got some new gadgets for our home for starting today. Yes, they're expanding their range of their SmartThings line, including a SmartThings cam, a SmartThings Wi-Fi smart plug, and a SmartThings bulb. Basically, it's pretty much a starter kit. Samsung's hoping these three new products will fill some gaps in their SmartThings lineup currently and get those people that are a little reluctant to get on board the smart home market. As far as getting on board, what's it going to cost you to do so? Well, the SmartThings cam's going to set you back about $90. The SmartThings Wi-Fi smart plug, well, that's about $18. And to put smart light bulbs all around your house, well, those are going to be $10 apiece. Could it be that Microsoft and Android would live in harmony on the same screen? It is possible. At least from rumors we're hearing, get ready for a new radically redesigned Surface. Not this year, probably next year. Forbes now is on the rumor list saying, yep, this looks like this is a go. So much in fact that this new Android / Microsoft Surface device should be available in the first 6 months of 2020. As far as specs go, we're hearing 9-inch screens are what the proposed idea will be for the new Surface. Unfortunately though, with a 4:3 aspect ratio. It'll also be running the Windows Lite OS. And of course, on the other side would be running Android, probably the latest version, we would assume. As far as connectivity goes, we're hearing LTE or even possibly 5G. You would think by 6 months into 2020, 5G would be kind of a thing by then. Hey, speaking of mobile platforms, you ready to go beta with Apple? Apple iOS 13, iPad OS, and Mac OS Catalina? Yep, they're out today in beta. Just as promised, Apple has released their first public beta test for all of these OSs, giving us a little taste of what's to come later this year. In fact, you can enjoy that taste right now, that is if you're willing to live with a whole bunch of bugs. Of course, one of the things many people are looking forward to is dark mode on the iPhone. And yes, indeed, it is present in iOS 13. Along with that, though, of course, there's smarter photo browsing, an improved Siri voice, and speedier app loading. Though we have heard people saying apps aren't loading quite as fast as they should. Again, beta, bugs, yeah. Now, as far as iPad OS goes, Apple's finally given a taste of what mobile computing probably should have been from the beginning. Desktop-grade web browsing, the ability to run multiple instances of the same app, and of course, support for external storage. As for Mac OS Catalina, now you can get to enjoy your music, podcast, and TV. Yep, those apps, yep, they're all completely separated now. If you feel like taking the plunge along with the bugs, you can head on over to apple.com right now and get yourself on the beta bandwagon. And finally, hey, while you're enjoying your new beta apps from Apple, you know what you could use? A Slurpee. But who the hell wants to go to 7-Eleven? Ain't got the time for that. Well, how about 7-Eleven comes to you? Oh yes, welcome to the future. And when I mean come to you, it doesn't mean not just your home or something like that. Heck, you could be in the middle of a park somewhere, and 7-Eleven's gonna find you with that big giant Slurpee. Yes, it's all part of the new updated 7Now app, at least for iOS, that will actually give you the option to pin exactly where you want that Slurpee to land. Now, of course, if Slurpees are not your thing, there's also food, home goods, and in some countries, even alcohol. So if you're a little lonely right now, needing a little bit of a refreshment, just make sure you update your 7Now app, and before long, you'll be chugging that alcoholic Slurpee right on down. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, yes, of course, that's our official website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. Go check it out today. Find us on Facebook, too, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter, @BritishTech. And come on in to our BTN community. We would love to have you and get in on the conversations with us. You can do it right now at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you have a great Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.